You are listening to Midtown Sound. My name is Heather Puckett from Junkie Clothing Exchange. Happy Sunday night. Hope you guys are having a chill Sunday night. Listen to me in the car, maybe. I don't know. I always think about that. Like, where? Well, I'm going to introduce Jamie. She's my producer.
Hi.
She's
I'm supposed on the show. To be behind the scenes, but.
We don't like that, though. We okay. like when she's on air.
Well, thank you.
But I always think about that. I'm like, where are people? Are people listening? Where are they listening to me?
Yeah. What are they doing? Driving?
Are they, like, cooking? Working, are they driving?
Taking a bath?
Well, sorry. Jamie was just telling me about prison letters from people. So
some people might be listening from prison right now. So,
well,
hello.
Hey, it's me, Heather from Junkie. All right. Well, we're going to go into our first set of music and then we're going to talk about new, fun, exciting things happening in Midtown. A little bit about construction. I know you guys love to talk about construction.
My
so
favorite.
we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But we're going to go into Motorboat by Kim Fowley on 100.1 The X.
Mondo Deco, Art Rock, Future Tip, Raven Fold in the Zone of Flow, don't try, stay alive, shampoo your head in a hurry, let's go, dance in a fury, dancing on the ceiling, dancing with the feeling, moving like a motor. Float on water. You move like Garbo's daughter. Listen to me. Motorboat. No Billy Goat. Hey kids, you want a swell vacation? Let's clean the prostration. Dancing on the ceiling. Dancing with the feeling. Moving like a motor. Deco, Art Rock, Future Tip, Raven Fold in the Zone of Flow, don't try, stay alive, shampoo your head in a hurry, let's go, dance in a fury, dancing on the ceiling, dancing with the feeling, moving like a motor.
Comes with the bad, the song's never just sad, there's hope, there's a
100.1 The X. This is the Midtown Sound.
Thank you.
You are listening to Midtown Sound on 100.1 The X. My name is Heather, and I'm from Junkie Clothing Exchange in Midtown District. If you ever hear a song that you like, it's always on The X website, which is myradiox.com. You can listen to me live, or we have this fancy new thing where you can listen to me later on the Midtown Sound page.
It's like your very own Midtown Sound podcast channel. It's cool. All the episodes from day one to now are archived on
there. It's kind of
an
achievement for me, Jamie, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it's just cool because
podcast
is coming up in the world.
It's the way now. You got to keep up. You got to learn how to podcast sounds so fancy. It's just a recording. It's just like, podcast sounds way cooler.
Well, and people do videos with them too. Like my boyfriend watches this one called The Nine Club, and it's all about skateboarding. They film them all and they put them on YouTube. So it's kind of cool to see like their facial expressions.
Maybe
and
someday we'll work
stories.
Into a junkie.
Oh no, that was not suggested.
No,
I don't want to be on film.
You are always dressed so adorably and no one can ever see your awesome junkie outfits when you're in
studio.
Well,
you can come to Junkie and see me if you really want.
There you go.
Okay, Jamie, there's this new restaurant in Midtown. I saw it when I was leaving soup one night because I always park in the back. Oh, I just gave my secret away.
I can edit that out if you want me to. No,
it's okay.
I'm leaving it in.
They have parking in the back, which is really nice. I do want people to know about this. I was leaving soup one night and I just saw the banners on the window where Creme used to be. Mm-hmm. And it said like tacos, cookies, beer, pizza. And I was like, my ears perked up and I was like, oh my God, that's my actual diet.
All the best things.
Not the beer, but the pizza and cookies. That's literally my diet.
And waffles are on this
list. Oh my
list.
God, yes.
Yeah.
So they have those Liege. Am I saying it right?
I don't
Liege
know.
Waffles?
I've been debating how to say it. I think it's Liege.
They
waffles.
Have like little sugar crystals in them.
And they take a long time to make. They're like homemade, slow. There's a process to make this very specific
I've had
waffle.
Them. Yeah, I've had them at Grateful Gardens before, but I'm anxious to try them at Food and Drink. It's called Food and Drink.
And Drink. Yeah, and this is a guy named Aaron Foster, super cool guy. I actually met him through some artistic projects. He does film here locally and theater. Really nice guy. He's self-taught, so his cooking skills are, he does it his own way, but his food is amazing. He's just getting started. He hasn't even finished like storefront banners yet. So if you see a brick building and you're not quite sure, Aaron's open. He's got some weird hours, but super nice and
well,
delicious food.
I thought it was cool that he did the banner thing because it caught my attention. And I like that he only does like a few things on the menu.
A few things really well.
Yeah.
I think that's smart.
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and he'll find his way. Like I said, you know, the first year of a restaurant is the hardest year, they always say, and he's just getting going. So go down there and say hi to Aaron and get some waffles.
And it looks very inviting, like a little hangout
it's
spot.
Cozy inside. Yeah, you definitely want to chill. You feel like you're in someone's cool living room and you can just hang there all day. You don't
love
have to
that.
Go.
You don't have to have a Cheesecake Factory menu, everyone. You don't have to have a book menu.
You can have
just be really
three
good.
Things and trust that the chef knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He will take care of you.
Yeah, so go check them out. Food and Drink. It's like food plus drink. It's on St. Lawrence in Midtown District. And you can go south on South Virginia right now. So pretty easy to get there. All right, we're going to go into our next set of music. This is Wild Tiger Woman by Judah on 100.1 The X.
Walking
This is the Midtown Sound, only on 100.1 The X.
You
100.1 The X. This is the Midtown Sound.
Thank you.
You are listening to Midtown Sound on 100.1 The X. My name is Heather, and I'm from Junkie Clothing Exchange in Midtown District. If you guys don't know what Junkie is, go check it out. I mean, we're 12 years old, but I'm sure there's still X listeners out there that have never been. It's 15,000 square feet, Jamie.
Did
you know that?
That's
actual measurement is 15,000 square feet.
Well, it's filled with so many amazing things. You don't get the perspective of how big that space actually is.
There's no dead space in there. Mm-hmm. We have junk everywhere.
What? Can you talk a little bit about the costume area that you guys, there's like a second space, right?
Yes. So the majority of the store is costumes already and used clothing and vintage. But we have a new room. It's in, Jessica, the owner, calls it the front of Junkie, but I kind of consider it more of like the corner of Junkie, like the side.
The side, okay.
It kind of faces Center Street a little bit.
Okay.
It's right next to the new Dessert Bar Art Society. It's a room full of the best costumes, and we do events in there sometimes. We actually had an art show for Josie Rock. He works at Junkie, but he's also a really well-known Reno muralist. Mm-hmm. He did a pop-up of painted jackets and like painted clothing, shoes, stuff like that. So we do art shows in there every once in a while. It turns into a Burning Man pop-up in the summertime. We stockpile Burning Man clothing all year, so we just constantly fill it, and then we do a big playa release party in the summer where everyone, all the locals, get to look at it first.
You get first dibs. Nice.
Yeah. So Junkie Gold is what we decided on calling it, and there's a really cool New Orleans window display that Jessica did just to tell people about the second Junkie in New Orleans, and she loves doing display, so you should go look at it.
I like it. I love that she's been in New Orleans this whole time. That's kind of why I'm hanging out with you, but I can't wait to hear what
she
she's got to say when she comes back.
I promise.
Yeah. We haven't
replaced her rants.
I'm sure
she talks in circles.
I'm sure she's gonna have a lot of stories to tell from New Orleans.
Oh
though,
yeah,
she did Mardi Gras.
We just got done with our first Mardi Gras season,
so exciting.
Tune in to see how that went. All right, Jamie. There's another restaurant in Midtown.
I'm all about it.
It's
the
called
more food, the better.
Full Belly Deli.
I have not been to this one yet. But
I know
there's a few around our area.
Yeah, I usually take Forest to go to work because that's the back secret way during construction. Which there are a lot of side streets. I use Forest a lot.
It's all smooth sailing.
Yeah. The speed limit's 30. It's great.
There's parking on both sides because it's a one way.
Yeah.
So you're like,
it's right on Forest. Full Belly Deli. I looked at the menu. It looks really good. They have every kind of sandwich you could ever dream of. And they've been around for a while, I think.
Truckee is the first one, I believe.
Yeah, Truckee. And then they have one on Mill. And now this is their third location on Forest.
Full Belly Midtown.
So they're killing it. Oh, and I creeped on their cookies on Instagram.
You and your cookies.
That's how I'm sorry, but I love cookies, like, more than anything. That's my go-to. That's my vice.
Sandwiches and cookies. Full Belly Deli.
Yes.
Good to know.
All the carbs, all the things.
We gotta do, like, a restaurant tour, a Midtown restaurant tour.
They actually do a food tour. She's on our off-season right now, but this lovely lady, I've interviewed her on the show. Her name's Melissa. She does a food tour. It's, like, a couple of hours. She walks through Midtown with a group, and they just eat.
Well,
like,
then, when that happens again, will you get her back on this show, and we will do it?
Yes. She's the sweetest. I actually ran into her at the Las Vegas airport, and she was like, it's almost time.
Midtown food tour. I'm in. Sign me up.
All right. Well, we're going to go into our next set of music, and then we're going to talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day.
Because here it comes.
Green beer, here I come. This is Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats on 100.1 The X.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. That's you one day.
left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you've left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, pick it out, Smitty. Darling, you know I love you well. Love you more than I can ever tell. I thought that you wanted me and always would be mine. But you went and left me here with troubles on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, do it pretty, son. Now someday you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
This is the Midtown Sound, only on 100.1 The X.
Tell me just who do you think you are? San Francisco, but I believe a thing has happened there. All them things I'm hearing about San Francisco, and all them childrens with flowers in their hair. Seem like everybody has got a new bag. Some of them children seem to have something to say, wearing beads and all kinds of funky clothes. There's that thing he had in Monterey. Was a thing. So Francisco, so Francisco, so Francisco. Some of the people are wondering what it's all about. Don't seem to be nobody that really knows. But from the way that all them children are doing, could it be that some of them's got a little more soul? Soul Francisco. Soul Francisco. Soul Francisco.
You are listening to Midtown Sound on 100.1 The X. That was Soul Francisco by Tony Joe White. And we are talking about St. Patrick's Day.
It's officially March.
Are you Irish, Jamie? You look a little Irish
well,
to me.
My dad's a ginger and my mom is blonde. So I've really...
So
I don't want to say pasty. I want to say porcelain skin because that sounds better. But yeah, I've red
You're
hair.
You're talking to me. Do you know how pasty I am?
We're like glowing in here. Right
oh,
now.
Yeah.
I might have some Irish back
somewhere.
Yeah, but it's
I
the redhead
everyone
and
has
the blonde.
A little bit somewhere. Yeah.
I'm pretty white.
Yeah, I think I probably am too because of how white I am.
I haven't done one of those DNA ancestry things yet, but I have a feeling I know what the results are going to
be.
Yeah,
I kind of want to do one of those because there's this crazy show on TLC that I watch sometimes. It's a, like Long Lost Family or something, and they do the DNA test, and then it's like all emotional, and they like find their birth mom. And
oh man,
I like TLC shows. I can't help it. All right, well we're gonna go back on subject. I'm turning into Jessica Schneider, just going on these weird tangents. So
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Go to Shays, okay? Because Shays goes all out for St. Patty's. They are an Irish family, and so she goes crazy with the ordering. Lacey Shay, she is a total badass. She like wakes up super early and like does yoga, and then she works all night at Shays. And like if you've been to Shays, it's a lot.
It's 24 hours.
It's 24 hours, and she is a total badass. So
I don't know how she
to
does
Lacey
it.
Shay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get her on this show.
Absolutely.
Because if she has a minute for me outside of her yoga classes, I'm getting her on the show.
We're friends on Facebook. I see her social media post too, and
yeah.
It's like, God, that girl.
She makes me feel bad about
how
myself.
How did she do this? No, I think her motivation is to motivate you.
It's very admirable.
Yeah,
but Lacey Shay, she decks out the bar. She does all the. We're like the number one PBR sales in the country. Like that's
PBR
says
and Jameson.
Yes, both of those.
It's like
so
the
go,
drink of
go
Reno.
To Shay's. It's the best bang for your buck too.
It's
I mean,
fun.
you can get a drink reasonable at Shay's, which I love. Mm-hmm. And there's always music. Always music. Go to Shay's on St. Patty's. There's that other Irish bar in Midtown. Keel.
I had to learn how to pronounce that
Keel.
One because some of our locals.
It's been there for a long time, and they are a true Irish family as well. So go
it's
to,
a
go
little more mellow than Shay's. If Shay's is not,
Shay's
little...
is where you end up.
Yeah, Keel is where you start. Shay's is where you end
yeah,
up.
Yeah. So I just made your St. Patrick's Day plan, and there's also the Leprechaun Crawl on March 14th. Mm-hmm. We have costumes for you.
Absolutely.
Green. You don't have to be a leprechaun. You can be a rainbow. You can be a pot of gold.
I love that idea. Last time we talked about alternative St. Patrick's Day costumes, and you said said rainbow, and now I want to look for little rainbows
a
walking
bowl of
around
Lucky
it.
Charms.
That's adorable.
I don't know how we could do that, but we could execute that.
A pot of gold.
Yeah. Now I like that Junkie asks you to think outside of the box with your costumes.
And we love to help. So if you have like this crazy idea and you don't know really how to execute it, that's what we're here for.
Even just green, head to toe green.
Yeah. We have light up shamrock necklaces.
What
you
more
know,
do you need?
That's all you need. All right, guys. Well, go check out Shay's on St. Patrick's Day and Kiel and come to Junkie for your costume because you always have more fun when you dress up. And we will talk to you guys next Sunday. Check us out on Instagram, Junkie Reno, Junkie Nola, Midtown Sound. And I always forget the other one.
Ours is Radio X 100.1 on Instagram.
Thanks,
and
Jane.
MyRadioX.com for the website and those podcast episodes.
Yeah, go check it out. We will catch you guys next Sunday. We're here every single Sunday at 7 p.m. Next up is Tracy with the Reggae Shack. We're going to end the show with Fire in the Bayou by The Meters on 100.1 The X.
This is the Midtown Sound, only on 100.1 The X.